Okay, and I suppose start by telling us what's happened to you this morning and throughout the night before we kind of touch on you know what happened back in 2009 as well.
Well, in 2009, got completely flooded out. It was a Sunday evening. We went out for a meal for an hour, came back, and all the fire engines at the top of my street, so the River Carron had burst its banks, came back to two cars floating in the driveway, motorcycle alarm going off in the garage, and what scared me even more was my dog was shut in the kitchen. So, but luckily the water hadn't equalised with outside yet. So I went in and I got the dog upstairs and then grabbed photos and things like that, you know, passports and stuff. And so learned a big lesson from that. Sort of shop smart these days, leave documents upstairs and stuff. And so about 8-9 o'clock last night, there was the flood warden came around to the house. She said, "Have you got sandbags? Advisable to put them out." So I put them out. And about 4 o'clock this morning, I awoke to this noise that sounded like a bath overflowing, but very loud. And I woke up kind of half confused, and then I looked around at my alarm clock that's plugged in at the wall. And when that wasn't on, it suddenly clicked that, I'm being flooded. So I sprinted downstairs and proceeded to grab like what other stuff I could, but it was coming in too fast. And by the time I'd made about four runs up the stairs, it was quite far up my legs, and it was very cold. So I decided that that's enough. That's what insurance companies are there for. Me and the dog were up the stairs, so we were fine. So just sat up there and started phoning people and letting them know that I was in. You know.
Yeah. I mean, is that the advice that you're given? You know, just go up instead of kind of trying to get out.
Well, the main advice given is to get up high and just phone 999, let them know where you are. My friend works for MRI. He was down doing the collecting people in boats, and his wife actually called me this morning when he got the emergency call to come out to Stonehaven. So she was checking I was all right, and they came around to my house. I woke up about 4 in the morning and got rescued at 7. So I just hold up upstairs until.
Yeah. Can you do kind of talk us through the actual rescue?
Well, we had two guys from MRI turn up at the doors, make sure I was all right, and then they said, "Can you wait for a while, or do you want us to get you out just now?" And obviously, I know that there's a lot of elderly going around, so I says, "Look, we're fine. Go and get the elderly. Just come back for me later. It's fine." So they came back. Not long later, and the next thing, my friend was at the door with a boat, shouting, "We're here to rescue you." So I came down the stairs, I passed him my dog, put the dog in the boat, and I'd threw a few changes of clothes in a hold all, threw that in, and then I got a nice cruise up my street and around the corner onto Bridgefield where I jettisoned the boat, and then my good friend Roy picked me up and took me up here, and then I grabbed a shower and got something to eat and that up here. So
I mean, you seem upbeat at the moment. Right? I mean, I imagine when you heard that noise, you know, the bath overflowing, it must have just been a horrible feeling, given you've been here before, and it's just, what, 3 days before Christmas?
I think with, because I dealt with it last time, dealing with it this time, and because it'd been mentioned last night that it might be on the cards, I don't think I was that shocked that it happened. And of course, sitting in the house alone, with no lights on, for about 3 hours. I did have a tiny little torch, but I didn't want to keep it on all the time, you know. So I just sort of sat cuddling the dog upstairs on the couch. So.
And how's your dog? Is she?
She's fine. Yeah, she's nearly 10 years old. So you know, I mean, she was a bit freaked out initially, but once she was getting a clap on the couch, she was fine. And she's at my dog walker's now, getting looked after. So no doubt getting spoiled.
And what's the situation with, obviously, you know, in 2009 when a lot of people were affected, very, very badly flooded businesses and residents? I mean, is it difficult to get insurance, you know, after something like that when, you know, I mean, now it's obviously happened again?
Well, I've remained with the same house insurance company since then. They've always honoured the insurance. However, because I was actually married back then, I had three motorcycles and two cars. So the two cars were written off, the three bikes were written off. And each one of them, because it's an act of God, it's classed as an at-fault claim. Like, if you crashed into me, I would claim it off you, and it would be a non-fault. So it was an at-fault claim. So I'd never claimed for anything in my life, and then suddenly I've got two at-fault claims against me for a car and a bike. So it put my car insurance up, my car insurance doubled